And he got in our pulpit and he opened up the word and he took us to John chapter 14. And that's one of my very favorite passages in all of the Bible. My grandfather got me to memorize that passage when I was a kid up at the cottage and all that stuff. And so here we go. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house are many mansions. And then Jesus saying, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Well, Thomas interrupts it. And he says, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? We don't know where you're going. How can we possibly know the way? See, the disciples are, you know, they're a little confused, maybe a little even put off at this point. They're wondering, what is going on? Have you ever been there? God, what's going on? See, they'd given up everything to follow Jesus, and they'd seen many close calls, but he always got away. But then this one day, he didn't get away. He surrendered to them. He let them take him. They took him. They beat him. They whipped him, and they nailed him to a cross, and they watched him die. And they couldn't believe this. He died, and they buried him, and they're devastated. But 3 days later, he rose from the dead, and the rumor went around, the women first, and then the Lord's back. He's alive, like he said. And so he's just nicely back here, and now he's telling them, I'm going away. And they're like, ah. So Thomas steps in. We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? And he says this, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And see, I am very familiar with that verse for many, many years. I've prayed that verse. I've led many to Jesus through that verse. And that verse to me was saying that Jesus is the way. And you need to know that. If you're here, if you're watching on video or recording or something, you need to know that Jesus is the way and he's the only way. And the reason is he's God who came as a man and died and paid the debt so that the justice side of God is all taken care of. Your debt that you owe has been paid by Jesus Christ. He is the way. He's the only way. But in my context and in the way I would present that, it was like...